Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Real men buy flowers. So how often have you heard that? But guys, in today's podcast, I'm going to show you why this could not be further from the truth. A lot of guys, they're hesitant to give flowers, to buy flowers, to be seen with flowers. Well, maybe, you know, if they're going maybe on a date, maybe. But even nowadays, a lot of guys aren't even giving flowers. And I get it. We've got the whole, especially in the United States, some guys hear that, okay, there are certain women, they don't want to receive flowers. I have yet to meet a woman who wouldn't love to have flowers from somebody who genuinely cares about them and wants to brighten their day. That's the key, is that you realize that flowers do have a historical purpose, that they do actually have some scientific proof as to the value, you know, how they make people feel. I'll get into all of that. But, you know, one of the things and how I started off the video, which if you haven't seen it, there's a video over at YouTube where I get into these same points. But here I'm going to go a little bit deeper. But the question is, like, should a man give another man flowers? Should a man give or should he accept flowers from a woman? Are flowers manly? And the answer that I gave in the video, when you can pretty much guess here, is going to be yes, of course. But let's get into three reasons why I think real men give flowers, no matter what other people may say or what other people think. And number one is it's a great way to show that you care, that you actually thought about this person, that they mean something to you. And they're the usual suspects. Of course, give flowers to your mother on Mother's Day. Give them to your grandmother on Mother's Day. Give them to your daughter on a special event. Give them to your wife when you want, or your girlfriend, or just someone romantically involved. But there's a lot of other ways that you can use flowers to show people that they mean a lot to you. That they're important in your life. Recently, I gave flowers to my accountant, and I have no romantic, she's married, I'm married. I've never even met Erin in person. But what I can tell you is that Erin kicks butt. Erin does what she needs to do. And I am really just happy with the performance that she has done. And she has made my life so much better. She specializes in online businesses. And I can tell you that I looked for a long time for a great accountant. And I simply don't want her ever to go away. She normally, and she's in tax season. So I sent her flowers because I knew that around like April 10th or April 12th, that she was about to have a tough week and she's doing a lot of work for me. When she thinks of me, she's going to think not of that client that's always throwing, you know, stuff her way, because I had traveled internationally. So I sent her probably a couple hundred e-receipts from Ukraine, from Thailand. They're all in different currencies. So I didn't want her to, she'll probably remember that. But what I think she's going to remember is he's the client that is grateful, the one that really appreciates and makes a difference. So yeah, I'm gonna bend over backwards to make this guy's life easier. And that's key. So think about like doctors, think about lawyers, people that maybe you've built a relationship with who, you know, doctors, they see sick people all day. People go to them for complaints and problems. How often does a doctor, for no other reason that they are awesome, that they take care of your kids, they give candy to your kids, they make your family feel great, they made your wife, you know, they took care of her when she cut herself, she was cooking dinner. You know what I'm talking about. Find a way to give flowers to those people, to reward them, to let them know that they make a difference, that they're important, that they're someone that, you know, and give them to a guy, that plumber that was a friend of yours, or that friend that came over and solved your electrical issue, spent all day. Yeah, you can give him a pack of beer, but maybe he doesn't drink, or maybe actually flowers would do something. And this leads us to point number two. Flowers have been shown scientifically to make people feel great, to make people, to create intimacy with the people. And I'm not just talking, you know, of the sexual type. I'm also talking of just intimacy between family members, between good friends, it brings you closer. It staves off depression. And I can tell you, it has long-term effects here. And that's important for men, because men deal with depression. So think about that. You could give flowers to that guy that came over and helped you, took care of your yard while you were gone. It's something like that. We see it and it brightens our day. But let's get into the studies. So there was a study done over at Harvard University. Actually, it was done at the Massachusetts General Hospital. And it was with, I think it was Dr., PhD, Nancy Etkoff. And what she discovered is that whenever they put flowers, bouquets, collections of flowers in patients' rooms, they woke up, looked at them in the morning, and they felt great throughout the day. It set the day on the right tone, and they were able to measure happiness. They did these studies, and they found that the people that had the flowers in the room were much happier than the people that didn't have the flowers to look at. And I mean, guys, think about that. It seems intuitive. It seems simple, but maybe you could bring flowers into your house, bring them into your kitchen, give them to your wife for no reason, give them to your girlfriend for no reason, and give them to your best friend for no reason. Guess what? He puts them right in his living room. I mean, gosh, he's got a bachelor pad, but those flowers look nice. And whenever his girlfriend comes over, she loves them. She compliments them. She says, wow, you actually have great friends. It's validation that this guy is valued. The same, I mean, your wife, she looks at this, wow, it wasn't even my birthday. Wasn't Mother's Day. Is there such a thing as Wife Day? Wasn't International Women's Day, but you delivered. And I can tell you, personally, giving flowers for no reason is one of my secret weapons. This gives me so many get out of jail free cards. Not that I need a whole lot of them, but yes, sometimes I do mess up. Now, let's look at another study. This one was done over at Rutgers University. And what they found over at Rutgers University, and this was a 10-month study where they actually went in and they tried to find the link between flowers and life satisfaction. And what they found is there were three things that were really big here. And number one is that flowers had a long-term positive effect on mood. It wasn't something that just happened and disappeared, but it stuck around for a long time. Two, it happened immediately. Flowers just immediately came in and they made people happy. It took seconds. So think about it. It's almost like an immediate drug, except you don't have to take a drug. And people just of all, and this leads me to point number three, people of all ages. It was universal. So it didn't matter if, they were young, if they were older, if they were a man, if they were a woman. But three, people demonstrated extraordinary delight and gratitude. The reaction was universal. So guys, thinking about that, how you can build intimate relationships, the presence of flowers, how it can lead to just improved relationships. Guys, the research is there. Definitely, think about it, for $25. And if you're listening to this, it's rather recent. You can definitely go check it out. I got sponsored to do the video, and I'll just mention them here because I think it's a great deal. And I've used their service for over 20 years. That's 1-800-Flowers. Guys, 1-800-Flowers/RMRS. I believe that I'll put it in the show notes, which you can go check out over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode61. But in those show notes, I'm going to give you that discount code. You can go over to 1-800-Flowers. They've got 24 roses for $24 delivered. Guys, that is a friggin' awesome deal. You better take advantage of it, especially with Mother's Day coming up, with Father's Day. I don't know if it'll be, but what's cool is you can actually pay for it and schedule it in advance. I don't know how far out they go, but hey, you can just get ahead on things. I don't know how many times you can use that code. I try to use it as many times as I could, but again, that's one over at 1-800-Flowers/RMRS. So let's go ahead and let's get back into, let me think, the third reason. So historically, men have enjoyed flowers. And really, it's only recently that society has tried to tell us that for some reason, it's not manly to enjoy flowers. I don't know where this came from. It's completely false. Poets, kings, warriors, they've enjoyed flowers, because let's look at what flowers symbolize. Life. I mean, you got an apple upstairs. I know I do. I'm currently down in the basement. But so I've got a bunch of apples. I love apples. But apples started off as a bloom, as a flower. Flowers represent spring, the coming of life, emerging from the cold winter. They also represent fleeting beauty. And that's something that anyone that's been at the top of their game, whether they're an athlete, whether they are just a beautiful, attractive model, it's something that we all know will be gone. That's why beauty is something that's so prized, because it's limited in the time that it's going to be there. So we go back, we look at history, look at men wearing boutonnieres off into combat. You know, this is goes back to, you know, these French soldiers, these young students leaving their classrooms, going off to fight in the trenches, and in most cases die. And what was happening? We have historical pictures of their mothers, their sisters coming up, their girlfriends, pinning a flower on the lapel as they went off to combat, as simply a reminder of beauty and of life, and please come back to me. When you understand that history, you won't be afraid to wear flowers. And there's many creative ways you can wear flowers. What about floral shirts, flowers on your tie, finding a way to wear it with a fragrance, with a cologne, with a perfume? Yes, men can wear perfumes if you understand that toilet cologne and perfumes are just a different concentration of the essential oil mixed in with the solution that spreads it out. You realize that there's just unlimited, there's so many different ways you can incorporate flowers into your wardrobe. So, you know, I would love to hear from you guys. Feel free to reach out to me over at, Real Men, Real Style. And definitely go check out, check out all the other podcasts we have. We talk a lot about the science of style, and I really try to make this podcast useful. I would also appreciate if you go over to the reviews. If you leave a great review, I really do appreciate. We're still growing this podcast. We're still well under 100 podcasts, but I think this thing has potential. I enjoy coming over here, and yes, I cover some of the same things I cover in my videos, but what I love about the podcast, I can go a little bit deeper. So hopefully you're enjoying both. And if you enjoy these podcasts, just reach out to me as well over at realmenrealstyle.com. We got a great contact form, but hopefully you learned something in this. And again, there is no reason why a man cannot give flowers, cannot receive flowers, cannot share flowers, shouldn't, and most men, I think, it would behoove them. They would get farther along, especially in their relationships, if they just bought more flowers for people. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. Gosh, you can go pick flowers and deliver them. It's the thought, but most people, it looks like you haven't even put in the thought. Don't be like most people. Look to become the best man you can be. And oftentimes, that is often you thinking of others and showing them. And many of these people, you already know how you feel about them. We'll show them. If you want more, go check out realmenrealstyle.com/episode 61, and you'll find the show notes for why real men should buy flowers. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.